Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. I'm so glad that you are jumping on board today. I want to share a short piece of scripture and then give a little bit of context to it. Over in the Psalms, in chapter 119 and verse 111, that's a mouthful. Chapter 119, verse 111, this is a short verse that says, "Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart." I have many things that I treasure from my past, but nothing more so than my grandchildren. I've had so much fun with them being here from Amsterdam recently and back over Thanksgiving, my little girls from Florida, and I just love having grandkids here because they remind me of so many wonderful things. I remember when their mommies were born and they were put into my arms, and some of those things are just so cherished to me. Well, the scripture says, "Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart." Literally, this is what is going on in the psalmist's mind, that God, your word, your stories, your constant love for me, they're my heritage forever, and they're the joy of my heart. I remember all the things that you have done. I cherish those as well. If we could take a tiny glimpse from Bethlehem in the Christmas story that we know all too well by this time of year, I'd like to see the look on Mary's face when the shepherds knelt before her baby to explain what had happened the night before. The scripture says they had made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could be the Hollywood screenplay writer and you could have the shepherds telling the story of Mary, Joseph, and the innkeeper and one or two extras in the part? They would all be exchanging their comments and questions while Mary sat quietly listening to all that was said. I just picture Mary. She must have begun treasuring her memories of Jesus, beginning with that first visit from the angel Gabriel. There are a lot of theologians who believe we have the details of the Christmas story because Luke interviewed Mary late in her life. Now, we know that Luke visited with James, the half-brother of Jesus. James might have known the full story and shared it with the historian Luke, but Luke probably treasured each testimony in his heart, in addition to taking the time to record the accounts accurately. And Psalm 119, 111 offers words of praise for the function and the power of God's word. The psalmist praises God, saying, "Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart." In our carefully timed worship services, there is seldom time for people to share testimonies these days about the work of God in their life. But my friend, I have experienced God's work and I have experienced God's word, and it is indeed our heritage forever. Mary heard the words of the shepherds, words that are now our scripture today, and she pondered them in her heart. And Psalm 119 teaches that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and that we should hide his word in our hearts so that we don't sin against him. Oh, listen, friend, we ought to be grateful this Christmas that the Christ of Christmas has come, and we can hold dear to the heritage forever, for he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same as yesterday, today, and forever, and he will forever be the same yesterday, today, and forever. The beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega, Jesus, the Christ of Christmas, has come that we might have his hope and his heritage forever. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you this Sunday. You can join us online at sugarhill.church. Actually, it's live.sugarhill.church. And don't miss us online. If you're on the road this Sunday, if you're around North Atlanta, feel free to drop in. We'll have services at 9:30 and 11 a.m. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.